USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump addresses the border crisis moments ago on Fox News.
The people coming are not nonviolent people. They're violent people. Many of the people coming. These countries don't send out their finest. And in some cases, I'm sure you have wonderful, fine people. But you also have criminals. You have murderers. You have sex traffickers. You have a lot of very bad people coming into our country. And they're doing nothing about it. They're going to be released. Oh, they're already being released. Yesterday, they announced that they're just going to let them go into the country. No courts, no nothing. It's crazy. They're destroying our country. This is just like with the vaccine, where they say, oh, let's blame Trump. We had record numbers, record positive numbers. And frankly, in another couple of weeks, we could have finished up the wall. But they ended construction. And the only reason it didn't get finished, it took me 2.5 years to win the 11 lawsuits that we had, many of them by the Democrats in Congress.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
Saturday, a man snuck his 2-year-old inside a caged elephant habitat at the San Diego Zoo in California and fumbled the kid trying to make a run for it. He had his back turned to the elephant when the beast started charging at him and his baby. Luckily, he notices in time and scrambles to get out of the way, but he drops his child on the ground. The dad picks up the baby in time and makes a not-so-clean escape. Jose Manuel Navarrete was arrested by San Diego PD and is being held on $100,000 bail. A disgraced Republican politician is retiring. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Representative Tom Reed will retire amid allegations of misconduct. The New York Republican announcing Sunday that he would not run for re-election in 2022 after a former lobbyist accused him of inappropriate touching at an event in 2017. In a statement, Reed took responsibility for his actions and apologized to his family and to the woman who accused him, former lobbyist Nicolette Davis. He said the incident occurred at a time in his life when he was struggling with alcohol, which he's been recovering from for the last 4 years. Reed said he planned on dedicating his time and attention to making amends for his past actions.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
In NASCAR, Kyle Larson credits Ryan Blaney, forcing him to race hard early in the final run of the day, causing Larson to use up his tires, which cost him the win at Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he just got a lot better there that last stage, and it kind of changed up my flow of the race a little bit. You know, I could get out to such a big lead, and then I could take care of my stuff and run the bottom where it was maybe slower, but I could take care of my tires. And he was fast there, and I just wanted to maintain that gap that I had, so I had to run on the faster part of the racetrack and just use my stuff up. And then he was just a lot better than me there late in the run. So hate to lead a lot of laps and lose, but really good car that we brought to the track. Our Hendrick cars, Alcon Chevy, was stupid fast there for a long time. I don't really know. I don't know if we got that much worse or he just got way better. And like I said, it just kind of changed up the flow of my race.
Kyle Larson on Fox Sports. Next weekend, NASCAR heads to the small track in Bristol, Tennessee. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday the 28th, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. 14 games are scheduled today as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The early game started 1:05 p.m. Eastern. One very late game tonight, the Dodgers and Mariners go at it at 9:40 p.m. Eastern. Bauer and Sheffield will be on the mound for their respective teams. The regular season starts April 1st. I'm Lance Pride, and you're listening to USA Radio News.